Continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Lama Gimel Siv Chav Zayin. Lach Tzetz Kuchavim, after Tzetz Kuchavim, Mespal L'mayrv, we daven Mayrv. It's appropriate to wash the hands three times back and forth before we daven Mayrv, since we didn't wash our hands properly as we do all year in the morning of Yom Kippur. So this is where we could wash them, now that it's night again. If somebody says Zachreinu Amichamaycha by the Shemana Esrei of Mayrv, if he remembered before he said the bracha, he should go back to where, to the beginning of the bracha, and say the nusach without Zachreinu Amichamaycha. If somebody said HaMelech HaKadosh or HaMelech HaMishpat, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. There are those that have the minhag that they don't hit by their chest, by Slach Lanu, since we don't have Averis. And the similar, some people, when they say Shema Koleinu, say a tefillah regretting their Averis, we're clean that night. It's appropriate to take about tefillah from Meir, somebody who's a worthy individual. Yispalu b'nachs b'kavonam, Mayrv should be davened slowly and with kavonam. V'yesh liga b'choytvim, actually it's very unacceptable to just try to daven Mayrv quickly. Amr t'filah shmanas atuchanatanu, we say atuchanatanu b'shmanasrei. Imchal b'shabbos of Yom Kippur was in Shabbos, we say v'yitalacha, aval ein oimrim v'hinoim v'atukadosh, lach t'filah m'kachma slavona, after Mayrv we do kiddush slavona, everybody wishes each other b'simcha, happily v'tayvleiv, with a great mood, k'may b'yontiv, like it's a yontiv. There are different menhagim about Kiddush Levana. Some do Kiddush Levana immediately after Mayrv before they broke the fast, and some wait to break the fast and only then do Kiddush Levana. Sif Chaf Ches. B'avdolah shematzi Yom Kippurim. B'avdolah that said matzi Yom Kippur, trichu v'varach dafka al ner shashavas. We should make the bracha of Mayra Eish on a candle that did not do malacha, because this candle that we're making Havdalah on Matzah Yom Kippur is different while we make bracha on Mayra Eish every Matzah Shabbos. The Mayra Eish that we make every Matzah Shabbos is because Adam Rishon created fire by grinding two stones together. And to on Matzah Shabbos, in order to commemorate that, we make a Bari Meiresh every Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Yom Kippur, the reason we make a Bari Meiresh is to show that today was different than every other day. Every day we're allowed to turn on a fire, and today we're not allowed to turn on a fire. So we specifically use a fire that was in existence already on Yom Kippur, and we show we couldn't use this fire till now. And therefore, we don't use v'loy al nesh tziyah atam and avanim kedaimam. We don't make bar meresh on fire that was now created, or v'loy b'mashotuk mimeno, or from a candle that is lit from a fire that was just created. The best is to take one of the candles that you've had from before Yom Kippur lit, and take another candle and light it from that candle, and you'll have two candles. Ulvarach shneim, and you make a bar meresh on those two candles. V'meilo neber beisoy. If you don't have any candle at home to do this with, yavi es haner adol mebeis knesses, you should bring a candle from the shul. Lahalug oir echem izah ner, and then do the same. Take another candle, light it from this fire that was on all of Yom Kippur. Ulvarach aleim. B'shasat chag mevarach laner. If you can't find this type of a candle, you could use a candle, shodlik b'ner shal nachri ame'or shetzim avarim kadama. Then you can make the bar meresh from a candle that was on from a nachri, or a nuk fire that we create from stones. Even though every Matzah Shabbos we begin the Avdol with saying hinei kel yishuasai, here, el mevarchim al kaisel ner, we just make a bracha on the kosher and the ner, v'amavdol. V'ayim v'varchim al b'samim, we don't make a bracha on b'samim if it's just Matzah Yom Kippur. However, if Yom Kippur wasn't Shabbos, v'varchim gam al b'samim, we do make a bracha on the b'salim. And then if it's on Matzah Shabbos, Gam Maschilim Hinei Kel Yishuasi. We begin by saying Hinei Kamal Hel Kishuasi, Kamai B'Sham Matzah Shabbos, like we do any Matzah Shabbos. If somebody doesn't have a candle easily available, what he could do is say the Havdalah without Bayim Meresh, and therefore say the Havdalah without Bayim Meresh, and be able to break the fast. Then afterwards, try to find a candle to make Bayim Meresh. If somebody, by mistake, on Matzah Yom Kippur, which wasn't on Shabbos, made a Bayim Min HaBsamim, he should just go further and make the Havdalah. Our minig is that when Yom Kippur was on Shabbos, we say the whole Havdalah with Besamim. The minig of the Sfaradim is that even if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we don't say Marbin Besamim. And the reason is it depends how we view the Neshama Yisera that exists on Yom Kippur, because we couldn't eat. On Yom Kippur, we eat and drink and we're rejoiced with Matzah Yom Kippur. This is the Medrash says, B'matzah Yom Kippur and Baskal Yoytzus Ameris, every Matzah Yom Kippur Baskal emanates from Shemayim and declares, Lech Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha, go eat happily your food, Ushisei B'loiv Toiv Yeinecha, and drink wine, Ki Kvar Rotza L'Kimas Masecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most satisfied with our avodas Hashem. Siflam and Amadagdikim and Mitzvahs Maschim Miad Matzah Yom Kippur Masiyas Sukkah. The people who are careful to do mitzvahs should start building the sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur. If somebody can't build the sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur, he should learn Masechta Sukkah, Hulchas Sukkah, or at least speak and plan the building of the sukkah. There are different Menhagim about buying the Dalaminim. Some say that we should buy the Dalaminim before Yom Kippur, because that's a way of having another schus as we stand, as we get ready for Yom Kippur, that we had the schus that we were trying to find nice Dalaminim. Others say that we should wait from after Yom Kippur to buy the Dalaminim, because the Medrash says that the Dalaminim represent that we prevailed on Yom Kippur. But if we don't use the Dalaminim, if we're buying them before Yom Kippur, it's before we prevailed. The Kayim, Yichel Chayil Chayim, the Aleph HaMogin says that the Yetzirah, the Satan, sees how successful Klal Yisrael was on Yom Kippur. And when he sees how successful Klal Yisrael was on Yom Kippur, it makes him particularly upset. So we need a schus to protect us. And the best schus that we can have to protect us is doing things, doing mitzvahs, building the sukkah, buying the dalaminim. B'yom sif lamanal, b'yom shla'acha, Yom Kippurim, the day after Yom Kippurim, Nargim l'hashkel b'es knesses, we get up early to go to shul. U'b'yom shaben Yom Kippurim b'sukkos, on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, ein m'sanim afil tanas yartzeit, the days that we shouldn't fast, v'enam m'tachim, we shouldn't say tachnen, l'fishem yimei simcha, these are days of simcha, shayim m'chachim b'mezbech, v'mei shleima, that's when the mezbech was inaugurated in the time of Shleima HaMelech, v'gam anu oiskim v'mitzvah spinyin sukkah, and we also are busy with building a sukkah, v'achonas esru v'sha'aminim, buying and preparing the dalminim, v'chvoyr adoin ha'adoinim. All of this is done in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Mekadosh Yisrael v'zmanim, who sanctifies Klal Yisrael and sanctifies the days of Yontif.